program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to bring you the star of our show, a man who...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Don, who's this guy? What's going on here?
Jack, I'm sorry, but when I read the introduction you wanted me to give you, I just had to go out and hire someone else to do it.
You hired this fella?
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to bring you the star of our show.
Wait a minute, fella. Don, you're the announcer on this show, and you've got to introduce me any way I want to do.
Well, Jack, this time I'm not going to do it. I've got pride, you know.
Pride?
Ladies and gentlemen, it gets...
Oh,
great...
shut up! Don, what is this pride you're talking about?
I'll tell you what it is. Just because you played a violin duet with Isaac Stern on last week's television show, I'm not going to introduce you as a great concert violinist.
You're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, it
hold it, will you please? Hold it a minute. Hold it.
Phil,
great concert violinist. Dad, you sound like somebody's been spiking your rosin.
Well, you're a fine one to talk. What do you know about music?
Okay, Jackson, okay. I will admit that personally, I may not be the world's greatest musician, but I was smart enough to get together one of the finest musical aggregations in the world.
Oh, you were, eh? Bill, if your band is one of the finest musical aggregations in the world, I'd like to ask you a question about Don Rice, your bass player.
Nobody slaps a bass like Don does.
That's what I'm getting at. Why is it he always sticks his hand in a bucket of water before he slaps the bass?
Force of habit.
What?
Used to work in the brewery slapping labels on beer bottles.
All right, Phil, I'll accept your explanation of Mr. Rice's musical eccentricity. But what about Bagby, your piano player?
What about good old Bag?
Well, Phil, I won't say anything about the fact that he's on parole. We'll forget that. But he can't read music, he doesn't know the white keys from the black keys, and I never saw such a crazy-looking piano. What's that extra pedal for?
That was Bagby's idea.
Four pedals on a piano? What are they?
Soft, medium, loud, and gas.
Gas pedal?
Never knows when he'll have to make a getaway.
Oh, then that answers my other question. I was going to ask why the piano has white sidewall tires.
Old Bagby thinks of everything.
Well, it's too bad he doesn't think a little more about music.
What?
Phil, you know as well as I do, not only does Bagby play by ear, but if it isn't in the key of C, he can't play at all.
Oh, he can't, eh?
No.
Okay, Jackson, you asked for it. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
Come here a minute.
Phil, you don't have to go through all of that.
Look, you said that all he knows is the key of C. Now, let's find out. Go ahead, ask him anything. Anything at all.
Okay. How about something with three sharps?
Go ahead, Charlie. Give him something with three sharps.
Well,
think hard, Charles.
Oh, I know. The Andante movement from the Barber of Seville by Gillette.
Wait a minute. The Andante movement from the Barber of Seville by Gillette. Three sharp,
look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp.
Phil, you can tell that corny Bagby to go now, will you?
Yeah, okay. You better leave town.
How do you like that? He drove the piano right out of the studio. I don't know why I get into these things. All I wanted was a classy introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Not from you! I want the introduction from the one who's supposed... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. What are you mad about?
I'm not mad. Just that I asked Don to do something. When he refused, it hurt my feelings.
Don Wilson, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. After all Jack has done for you. In fact, we should be grateful for what he's done for all of us. And when Jack requests any of us to do something, we should make every effort to comply with his wishes.
Thanks, Mary.
I guess you're right, Mary. Okay, Jack, I'll do it. I'll introduce you as a great concert violinist. Ladies and gentlemen...
Wait a minute.
Mary.
Jack, is that what you asked Don to do? Introduce you as a great concert violinist?
Yes, that's all.
That's all? He ought to slap your face.
Mary, I thought you were on my side.
Whatever gave you the idea that you're a great concert violinist?
Because on my television show, I played a violin duet with Isaac Stern. That's why.
And he wants me to call him Yasha Benny. What are you laughing at, Mary?
Last year he killed a grasshopper, and for 2 weeks I had to call him Frank Buck.
I didn't kill that grasshopper. I brought him back alive. Don't be so smart. And anyway, I don't know why Don had to go out and hire someone.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Dennis. I'm glad you're here. It's about time for... Dennis? Dennis, you're limping.
Yeah, but I didn't get hurt bad.
Hurt? Dennis, you have an accident?
Yeah, as I was crossing Sunset Boulevard, I got run over by a piano.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That was Bagby. He got his piano from Madman Wurlitzer. Now, Dennis, I got to get this program started, so you better sing your song right now.
I'm not going to sing until you pay off for my being on your television show.
I can't do that until next week.
Jack, why can't you give him the money now?
Oh, he isn't going to pay me money. Mr. Benny said if I went on a television show, he'd do something for me that's a great honor.
A great honor?
Yeah, he's going to write in my name for president in the California primary.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Imagine writing Dennis's name for president.
If I'm elected, I'm going to declare war on Johnny Ray.
Dennis.
I will now sing my campaign song.
Just sing the song you're supposed to.
If you're sweetheart.
Never mind.
Hey,
sing the song you're supposed
to. Be a beggar, be a thief, be my sunshine or my grief, be anything but darling, be mine. Be a wise one, be a fool, treat me tender or treat me cruel. Be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder, be princess of all you survey. Hail, and it still doesn't matter. If you love me, everything is okay. Be the angel of my friend. Be the devil who cares. Be anything, a dog.
But Be Mine, sung by Dennis Day, a very...
Hey, you!
Uh-huh.
I don't want you to do any announcing on this show.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Wilson, I ain't gonna do no introduction. Well, give me my dough so I can go home.
You haven't done anything. I'm not going to pay you.
Oh, yes, you are, Don. You got yourself into this. Now pay him and get him out of here.
Oh, all right. How much do I owe you?
A buck and a quarter.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks. So long.
Wait a minute, fellow. Come back here.
Yeah.
You take a job as an announcer on a coast-to-coast program for a dollar and a quarter?
That's my price, a buck and a quarter.
Come here a minute. A buck and a quarter for an announcer. Read this, will you? Just try this.
Yeah, okay, sure. At the Lucky Strike program, star Chuck Benny with my Livingstone, Calara, Rochester, Tennessee, and yours truly, Boyd from Kvetch.
That's your name? Say, that's all right, Mr. Kvetch.
Jack, you wouldn't dare.
Hey, I can lead a band, too.
Now, wait a minute, Kvetch. You ain't leading my band.
Phil, you stay out of this.
I can also sing tenor.
Well. Did you hear that, Dennis?
Who cares? I'll be in the White House.
You're not going to be president. Forget it. You stick around, Mr. Kvetch, and I'll talk to you after we do our play.
Oh, Jack, are we going to do a play?
Yes, Mary.